time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
13 to 11, hand for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Coz. Just from the top, nominations for Wentworth Park this Friday and Nowra this Saturday are still open. They close in just over 10 minutes at 11 a.m.
Now, ticket sales are booming for the Million Dollar Chase Grand Final Friday night, the TAB Million Dollar Chase.
Oh, well, you bet they are, Sean. As the headline says, just 4 days to go and Million Dollar Chase tickets are moving fast. The response has been terrific, with premium packages already sold out. There are still $99 open-air VIP experience packages available. Open-air will be fine, 25 and sunny on Friday for Sydney. There's plenty of $20 general admission tickets left. All proceeds from those go to the Greyhounds as Pets program. All you've got to do is log on to milliondollarchase.com.au to secure your tickets. Gates open at 5:30 this Friday afternoon. The first of 10 races scheduled for 6:39 p.m. The TAB Million Dollar Chase itself is set to jump at 9:35, with the final race at 9:53. Then the Hoodoo Gurus will hit the stage at 10 p.m. for a full set. The dogs will be rocking, Coz, and as they sing, ain't no time like the right time.
All right, and a few Victorian greyhounds invading Wentworth Park, Dave.
Yes, indeed. There are three greyhounds from south of the border in the TAB Million Dollar Chase final, and one dog certainly deserves to break through in a big race final, and that greyhound is Black Opium. She's been runner-up in the Group 1 Melbourne Cup, the Group 1 Australian Cup, and the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, with her second to My Redeemer in last year's Melbourne Cup coming at just her eighth race start. She's trained by Jason and Shona Thompson, and Shona is our guest today. Good morning, Shona. She really does deserve that big race win.
Good morning, guys. Yes, she definitely does. She's been the bridesmaid on a few occasions now. So, it'd be lovely to think this might be her turn.
Shona, she got to the Million Dollar Chase final after finishing second to Ultimate Speed in the Wagga Regional Decider. Then, I'll tell you what, she celebrated her return to Wentworth Park with a sizzling semi-final victory, leading all the way in 29-46 last Friday night. It was just 1/100th of a second outside Get It Gizmo's time standard. Her first split, Shona, of 5-38 was just blistering.
Yeah, it was. She picked the right week to get the start right, and hopefully she can do that again on Friday. That's the key to her to begin like that. And she actually came out under the lids and got to the lead quite easily. So hopefully she can begin like that again on Friday.
You must have been relieved too, because it was a triumphant return to Wendy. She got badly checked at her last start there before in the Golden Easter Egg final back in April.
Yeah, she did. It's a bit of a tricky track, and probably hadn't really ever seen the best of her there. But I think Friday night she definitely showed her best. And like you say, she's still only young. She's still only 2.5, and that was definitely her at her best on Friday.
Yeah, she's her career's been one, as I mentioned, of contesting big finals. Only recently, she was in the national sprint final in Perth. Shona, she's drawn box 5 in the Million Dollar Chase final between Pindari Express and Shimmer Shine. And just having a look at her stats, the Yellow Rug is her most successful, 4 wins and 2 placings from 6 starts. What were your thoughts when you heard about the Yellow Rug being drawn?
Well, it's actually, I don't think anyone probably ever wants box 5, but I got Jason Lincoln from Sky to do the box draw for me. I was already on my way home, and he said, "What box do you want me to get?" And I said, "Just get her 5. So he said, "No one's ever said that." And I said, "Yeah, that's all I want." And that's what he managed to draw. So I think there was a bit of relief for him. I told him if he drew 1, I'd probably never speak to him again. So box 5 was exactly where we wanted to be. And then that's what she came up with. So it's definitely, it suits her to be in the middle. And she has performed very well from box 5 in the past.
Yeah, Jason mentioned that when he got up to to draw the box, and he did celebrate with a stubby of lashes, I can tell you. So he's done well for you there, Shona. Look, you've had a throw at the stumps before for this big race. In last year's inaugural running, I think you had three finalists, including one of my all-time favourites, Poke the Bear. And notwithstanding all of the trophies already in your cabinet at home, Shona, I know you and Jason would really want to win this one.
Oh, definitely. And to have three runners last year was unbelievable. It was a fantastic, you know, lead up to the race and a fantastic night. And just to be involved was super. And to have this little girl involved, you know, it was lovely being in the first semi and getting it over and done with nice and early. And to have her involved in the race and to add it to her resume is a huge thrill. And, you know, hopefully all the dogs just get around safe. And, you know, it's a brilliant field. I don't think, you know, you could have put together a better field. And just to be in there is a huge thrill for us.
Well, she's owned by a couple of top fellas, Bill and Serge Battilli, who owned her sire with you, the great Black Magic Opal. So you guys have got a tremendous connection.
We have. You know, Bill and Serge have been long-time friends of ours and, you know, not just business associates. We are actually a really tight-knit group. And Serge is actually overseas at the minute, so he won't be there Friday. But I'm pretty sure Bill's making the trip to Sydney. So yeah, they absolutely love their dogs. They're fantastic for greyhound racing. They're huge supporters and they put a lot of money in to the industry and yeah, they're great people to have involved.
Well, I'm here, Shona. Congratulations are in order for another one of your kennel stars, Hooked on Scotch, which produced just an incredible run home to win the Group 1 Adelaide Cup last Friday night. Coming from an impossible position, you would have thought, even at the home turn, to get up right on the line and score by a head. What about that? Wow.
Yeah, I think everyone will be talking about that one for quite some time, and we're still quite shocked. Jason went over to Adelaide on Friday, and I was just watching the race there at Wentworth Park, and on the home turn, I thought, you know, fantastic. He's going to run third. He's just a young dog, and you know, to run third at the stage that he's at in his career would be amazing. And yeah, he sprouted wings and he's something special, and you know, he's the next litter to Poke the Bear. So again, fantastic supporters of greyhound racing, the Pulio family, and it's really lovely that they've come up with another good one too.
Yeah, too right to Darren and the Pulios. Congratulations to them as well. That gave you back-to-back Adelaide Cups, because a real simple one for you last year. So I suppose now Hooked on Scotch is going to go to the Top Gun?
We've actually nominated him for the Geelong Cup Heat on Friday night. So,
okay.
Yeah, at this stage, that's where he's heading. They only just closed, I think, the Geelong noms. So, yeah, we've nominated him for Geelong on Friday. And hopefully you can have some luck there.
Well, Shona, you were in Sydney last Friday. Jason was in Adelaide. Your son, Ben's, who's a brilliant young jockey. Ben's been riding in Singapore. I know you need reps at Geelong, but it would be great to see the whole family together at Wentworth Park this Friday night, including your dad, Ron, and his partner, the recently retired boss of the Meadows, Marg Long.
Well, at this stage, I think Marg will probably be there. She's heading up for the luncheon on Thursday. So, yeah, trying to convince her to stay. But other than that, we try not to sort of change things too much. Jason will head to Geelong with Hooked on Scotch. I'll drive back up to Sydney. My girlfriend actually came with me last week. So she's in the process of trying to get the day off work to come with me. And if that falls through, Ben's actually coming home from Singapore tomorrow morning. So he'll drive up with me if my girlfriend Narelle can't make the trip.
Fantastic stuff, Shona. Well, all the very, very best with Black Opium in the TAB Million Dollar Chase final. And thanks for giving us your time on Going Greyhounds. I'll see you trackside Friday night.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you then.
Thanks very much, Shona Thompson. We wish her and Jason all the best. And you'll see all the action on Sky Racing, of course. You'll hear it here on Sky Sports Radio and also on free-to-air television on 9GEM. Cameron Williams will be your host, along with James Vandermeer, Lizzie Whelan, myself, and Liam Tapper between 9 and 10 p.m. this Friday night.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic, Dave. Now, the main thing we need is to get a bank for that, and you're going to help us out with some winners today.
Well, let's hope so. We went okay yesterday. There's three New South Wales meetings today, Sean. Goulburn starts off soon, 11:54. The best bet there, race 6, number 1, Goats Rhino. Race 6, number 1. The value bet is in race 2, number 6, Mr. Maisie, race 2, number 6. Gosford tonight, of course, from 6:57. The best bet, race 1, number 8, Jackie's Eden, race one, number eight. And the value bet is in race 10, number three, Call Her Pinky, 10-3. Lismore's on tonight from 10 past 7. Best bet, race six, number seven, Linden Picture, 6-7. The value bet, race eight, number three, Bennett, 8-3. So, Sean, that's it for another Going Greyhounds. There's only three more sleeps, and we're going to be at Wentworth Park. We're going to be racing. We're going to be rocking up in the mosh pit for the gurus. You beauty.
It's just, it's like Christmas has come for you, Dave, isn't it, really?
Oh, it's the best. It is the best.
All right, mate. Good on you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, Sean.
Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Going Greyhounds, and it's 2 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.